Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Arl Chapman, and we're talking about Midwest Energy and Communications and their responsibilities for a board member. So, Arl, you've been on the board there for how long?
I was appointed to the board in October of 2014 because a former board member had become ill and could no longer serve.
Okay. So, you know, what kind of things did you take into consideration before you decided to be on a board?
Yeah, I really was thinking of serving on a nonprofit board.
Okay.
And I was at a point in my career, my children are older, that I thought, okay, I need to start. I finished up most of my school, and I want to start working and giving into the community.
Uh-huh.
And a month later, a letter came and said there was a vacant board position.
Just randomly?
Yep.
Okay.
And it said there was an open position at Midwest Energy. And so I discussed it with my wife, and we decided to go ahead and apply.
So what is your responsibilities then as a board member?
Yeah. So as a board, we're responsible for the good governance of the organization. And mm-hmm. so it's our responsibility to ensure that management is meeting why we're organized and what the purpose of the organization is. We have a big word called fiduciary duty. So, we have a duty of care just right. to ensure that the purpose of the organization is meeting what its intended bylaws and requirements are.
So you're protecting all the other members
yep.
of the co-op.
And we are, exactly. And
yeah.
as members,
right.
because there's no shareholders, we're
right.
member-based. So we all are appointed then or elected in order to serve on behalf of the members.
So do you help in the decision-making then for long-term planning or just kind of an oversight of they bring the plans to
yeah.
you and then you see if it makes sense?
Yep. In most organizations, and true with Midwest, management under the direction of the CEO
mm-hmm.
will often devise plans or research, mm-hmm. investigate, present ideas to the board. We may give some thoughtful ideas or opinions, but management will typically organize the strategy and bring the board together and represent those things. They may also bring in consultants
okay.
That would allow us to say, what is the longevity of a project within a market? And,
mm-hmm.
and is it a good use of member money to invest in something?
Well, I know they're getting more involved in communications for one
yes.
thing. And it makes a lot of sense for rural areas that don't have that availability for them. So I could see where that's an important part of their growth. What would you consider one of the highlights of your involvement on the board? Does anything special jump out?
Yeah, for me, it's a dream opportunity from the standpoint that I'm an IT geek by profession.
Okay.
And so I speak geek.
Right, right.
And in doing that, the lack of what we would call the internet.
Okay.
The lack of internet, communication, the ability to just mm-hmm. surf.
Painful.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's painful in
yeah.
most rural communities.
Yeah. yeah.
And so when I came onto the board and found out that they had already had an internet project where they were running fiber optics to every
mm-hmm.
home. And that is one of the best sources of technology
right.
and also has its greatest return
okay.
from its investment. And so as a technology person, I immediately began recognizing
right.
the value and,
right.
and the opportunity that the members and the organization had.
Well, and that's just it. It's a huge impact on the members to
yes.
be able to have those, because one of the things that Midwest says is they want to make sure that being in a rural community isn't necessarily living without.
Right.
And so the IT thing is huge. I
yep.
agree. I agree. Do you see anything big on the horizon then, or anything you can talk about,
yeah.
or other secrets?
well, there's always good opportunities on the horizon. And that's one of the things I really like about our current management team is that they're very progressive at taking a look at what will meet our members' needs
mm-hmm.
so that we're not just simply saying, here's the internet. What can we provide on top of that? Now we have a nice, robust bandwidth
mm-hmm.
That provides us, imagine it like a freeway.
Right.
It's a nice, big, wide freeway, and we can drive a lot down that freeway. And so they're providing features that are often called over the top.
Okay.
And what that means is over the top of the internet, you can also take phone calls. Mm-hmm. You can also take your television. You can disconnect from a current cable television and watch just purely Hulu or Netflix or some other service like
right.
that. And so when you're a house like me, where I have three young men, all teenage age or just slightly younger
right.
teenage, and we have no less than 15 connected devices,
oh,
which
yes.
seems a lot, but now almost everything connects.
Right, right.
That all chews up bandwidth very quickly.
Exactly.
And so for me, I hate to just keep bringing it back to that, but where our management team is focusing very well is the services they can provide that are ancillary to that internet. And I think our members will be very pleased with those types of options.
And so are there other opportunities for other people to serve on the board? Or yep. when do they become available? How do they find out about those?
Traditionally, a board member serves for 3 years, and then they're voted back onto the board. On occasion, like how I was appointed to the board because a board member became ill or mm-hmm. could no longer serve. We've had a similar situation where a board member who had served for 30-plus years said, I'm going to graciously step back
right.
and go and enjoy my life, my children, my grandchildren.
Exactly, yes.
Yep. And so we do have a vacant opening right now.
Oh, okay.
At Midwest, we call it District 9. To generalize, it's pretty much south of 223
okay.
in Lenawee County and parts of northern Ohio. And while they represent that district, and so the board member needs to come from that district, once mm-hmm. appointed to the board, we represent all members. And so we are looking for a board member from that district right now.
Oh, okay.
We have sent letters typically when it's not an election cycle. We'll send letters. We'll ask people.
Mm-hmm.
We have had an individual who's expressed interest as of recently.
Okay.
In the last election cycle in January, no one posted for the election. And
right,
so
right.
It will turn back to being a board appointment now versus
okay.
an elected person. And then once appointed, they'll go into the election cycle in 3 years.
There you go. I want to thank you, Arl, for joining us and sharing this information on the Midwest Energy and Communications Board of Directors. Really appreciate your time.
It's my honor. Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.